Adam, the closing session for this amazing track, because I need to talk to you that you're something about that you're really doing bad. All right, so I think we need to start a revolution. I think we started the revolution, but then we have one huge problem. Hello. The problem that I have is, but before talking about problem, there is a joke here. While I keep you, leave it to for you to read, I want to say something that whatever I say to you today, don't trust me. Go and verify what I said, please, and use this principle for almost everything that you do. Okay, so we do a bad work. So I started fighting chat control way back. I organized a community. I spoke to a lot of people. I spoke to journalists. And they said, we don't care. Whatever happens, we don't care about, using or, someone scanning our devices for bad pictures. It's okay. And I said, okay, if you feel like that, that's fine. Then I tried to talk to journalists saying about, you need to protect your sources. PGP is one way of doing that. I'll do a training for you free. Come back, I'll explain how to set it up. There was like a zero interest. They said, we don't care about that. Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about my country, Bulgaria, okay, not like a lot of international audience. Then I joined a few conferences in Prague. We have a really strong anarchist community there. So if you want to join the revolution of the anarchists, you can come to Prague. I started talking to some people, and they said, okay, bad words, bad words, bad words that I'm not allowed to mention. Let them try. Let them try to take my privacy back, and they will see what will happen. I said, okay. Then I started creating a conference talk called FLOSS, or Free and Libre Software and Open Source Software, Tools to Fight Back. I went to a lot of conferences in Prague. I did a few mistakes. I spoke about, tools like Briar, the Delta Chat, Sessions, Messenger, and more. And it was really nice. But, the most questions I get is, how do I tell or how do I teach my grandmother to do that and why? So that is the problem that we have today as a community, and we need to solve it. Yes, the technology exists. We saw like tons of examples, not just here, but across the whole campus today. Amazing technology that works. Right. And we here are using it, right? When you go outside and start asking people, hey, do you know about this cool stuff? Do you know about, this protocol? Do you know that, you can, there are tools that respect your privacy? They say, I don't care. So this is the problem. And after that, I mean, that was the structured part of my talk. So now it starts the unstructured one. How do we change that? I have a task for you. So I think our goal here today, and there will be a lot of text for you to read. So our goal is to protect everyone's communication, right? I hope this is something that we agreed on. Our goal is adoption, because it doesn't, we can create awesome technologies, but if no one uses them, we are failing at our mission. So I said, okay, I'll go and start collecting feedback, asking different people in my networks and talking to ordinary people outside of my networks, asking, what is the problem? We have these tools, start describing the tools, what they do. Why don't you use it? And I ask, people using those tools, how you will, convince your mother or grandmother or somebody else to use it. So this is the feedback on a few slides quickly. What is the result of this research? So keep an open mind, read through the text, and think on how you can use this in your own products. So it's the sources are in Hacker News, Mastodon. I got a few respondents in Sessions Messenger, I talk about with a lot of people on various events, and I use some not so free messaging networks that, you know, everyone knows, because this is where our customers are, right? We want to save them. So some of the results, those results are, you know, from real conversation or real feedback. Maybe some of you share this with me. I don't want to share this. So I mentioned some people in here, but they gave me the permission to do that. So the first result is I ask, you know, the question, how do you convince someone to start using, you know, the decentralized tools? And I said, you know, my doctor, I asked my doctor to respect my HIPAA rights. So this was a woman, and she wanted to discuss something with her doctor, and she didn't trust other technologies. And she said, I want, you know, encryption and privacy before I start talking to you. The other thing is, you know, fire follow me. You know, people said, you know, I have a lot of friends, and they obviously like me, so I will, you know, tell them I'm on this application, come and follow me. I try this, no one follows me. So this is, you know, doesn't speak to quality of my friends. There is another one that said, you know, I said this WhatsApp business responder that I moved to another application, and anyone that writes me, the last feedback is from an artist, and he's doing most of his business through this application, and they moved to the other one. A lot of other resources, but, you know, some of these are really nice. I think the key is just to make the best service. So it's really that privacy and security is not the selling point for us. But when I go to the most of the websites of those applications, the first message I get, encryption, privacy, blah, blah, blah. So I think that's the first problem that I see, is that we need to go and find another language on which we can present our work. So the second one is, yeah, you can see it, that they use the specific software, which is, you know, present here as well. Not because it's free and open source, but because this specific software serves a problem that they have. They don't care whether it's free software or not. That's extra value. So if one of our products or ideas can solve a problem, it doesn't matter whether it's privacy or encryption, you know, mentioned, this will work. What else do I have? Yeah, people tell them where their friends are. This one is really interesting. It said, we use a Discuss server, I think, and when they had a problem, most of the communication went through a certain application. So this was another way on how to get a good amount of people to migrate to another solution as a backup. But you see, the main reason behind every switch was not the better privacy, but the product. So features that some of the mainstream alternatives they don't have. And this is someone comparing, I'll say it, WhatsApp with Delta Chat. So he said, most of my people don't like what's on WhatsApp, they like Delta Chat because, you know, there are some interesting items there and better groups. So this is one way how to do that. Ooh, there is more. Another one, there are like a few more left. it's using, you know, the kids in a good way, of course. So they don't need to have a phone number in order to use this app. It's a really interesting study. Not on this slide, but on the other one. It's, you know, again, using your use case that you have, even though it's for kids, you can move people by using, you know, their way of thinking. I think it's a what? Yes. Okay. I didn't have that one. Sorry. I said unstructured. The other result is this application was really useful in my friends. We were in an anti-governmental protest in Sofia. because it works offline and without the need of the cell connectivity. So this is one use case as well. There is another from the Fediverse asking, you know, what is the reason and the obstacle on, you know, moving this to asking people to move to alternative. So you can see that there is something like the barrier of the adoption is, you know, people don't know how to do that, or they have lack of something else, which they're really used to that. There are three more from the chat saying majority, if you know, how they give examples, and you can read this in the slides after that, how to convince people and why they did that with their friends, and you know, on a certain level of success. So since we don't have a lot of time, there are a few ideas I would like to ask you to think about when you're taking your next decision or moving forward with your new product or a feature. You see, if it feels radical, people won't trust it. This is really nice, because when I go and talk to some friends that I have from, you know, anarchist community, they are like, go like very radical, hard, you know, we have to, you know, make them. So people won't trust that, at least for now. So it needs to be something that the people can trust to turn the messaging towards the people. I think that, you know, our success is the adoption. What is the value for people and how often they use it? Because even if you have great technology and no one uses it, we're failing. User experience must feel like something they already know. We don't have to, you know, boost or, you know, promote new ideology, as it said, without the convenience of a really usable way of using it. And there are, you know, more ideas on how to do that. And, you know, the idea is to try to pick one group, for example, people that are in universities, students, young people. Try to, you know, reach out to them, see how they can, you know, get your product, what they know and understand about that, to convince them slowly to do that, and then use the learnings to do something else, like in scaling. So if you need to remember one thing from all of my blabbing today, is if there is no users, there is no decentralization. That's it. If you want to continue the conversations, because, you know, we don't have time, those are my contacts. I'm cool. So please reach out and let's continue talking. And thank you for spending the day today. I don't know if you're going to say something more. I really appreciate you coming here and listening even to me. Thank you very much. Thank you.